This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. We are going to hear another story about people lending a hand to those in need. This one comes from the San Quentin Prison Report.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
SQPR is a media collective of prisoners and volunteers from the community working together to give voice to personal growth, social transformation, and restorative justice.
In January 2014, a man fell to his death from the fifth tier in West Block at San Quentin. Although the coroner hasn't officially declared it a suicide, some inmates believe he jumped to his death. Such deaths are rare, but when they happen, they create shockwaves. Inmates need help with handling the trauma, and that's where Brothers Keepers comes in. It's a suicide prevention and crisis support group that started in 2005, co-founded by an inmate named Dennis Pratt. Reporter Lewis A. Scott has this story.
Dennis Pratt was sentenced to 15 years to life for second-degree murder, and he's been in prison for 34 years. He'll never forget the morning a friend killed himself without warning.
We didn't see no signs of suicide or anything like that, and just all of a sudden he went to breakfast one morning, came back and hung himself with a sheet in his cell. And it caught a bunch of us off guard. It was such a shock to the yard that a bunch of us got together and we said, we got to do something about this. We got to be able to spot individuals who are in a crisis state, who are maybe thinking about committing suicide.
Pratt and his friends started Brothers Keepers, a support group for inmates to talk about their problems and their struggles with suicide.
All right, let's settle down. Let's get ready. We're going to Brothers Keepers is going to fix it and get started here. Jimmy, glad to have you here today.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
Glad that everybody made it today. Mac, glad to have you here. We're going to be talking a bit about suicide prevention and crisis intervention.
Brothers Keepers meet once a week. Pratt and other group leaders meet with inmates one-on-one to help them process the trauma they have experienced prior to coming to prison. Jimmy, who is a member of Brothers Keepers, will share his personal experience with suicide before coming to prison.
That night, as I laid in bed next to my wife, I started to attempt to slice my wrists. For some reason, God must have woke her up that night because, because she rolled over and she said, "What are you doing, honey?" And I said, "I'm going to kill myself."
They also meet in groups to help individuals process trauma that they have experienced while inside prison. Recently, an inmate died when he fell to his death from the fifth tier in West Block. Three inmates that meet with Brothers Keepers members share their versions of what happened, but they choose to remain anonymous.
I'm one of the first ones back while they're still releasing the tiers. That's when I seen the shadow of him falling down, and we heard a slap, a loud slap bang on the floor, and that's when I started seeing the blood come out of him.
To learn that he had actually, as it was portrayed to me, taken his own life, I frankly couldn't believe it.
The inmates who run Brothers Keepers aren't just good listeners. They are state-certified crisis counselors, thanks to training from BAWR, Bay Area Women Against Rape.
BAWR came and became involved and started teaching us how to spot people who are in crisis situations or who may be depressed.
Marcia Blackstock is the executive director of BAWR in Oakland, California.
I actually started working in prisons in 1988 in Solana with the Victim Offender Reconciliation Group and did on and off work with people in San Quentin. And then in 2005, we were asked to come in and help start a crisis intervention training for some men who are requesting that because of a suicide that happened here in the community.
Sexual assault can cause serious trauma, so part of the inmates' training focuses upon that.
We are also fortunate enough to be able to train them as California State Certified Rape Crisis Counselors so they can get the dual certification or just go for the crisis intervention. So that's really wonderful because then they're certified right here to be able to work with anybody who's been sexually assaulted.
Pratt says that some inmates prefer talking to Brothers Keepers rather than prison officials because what they tell the state can affect their cases.
They are more open to listening to us because they know that we're not writing anything down and it's not going in their file or anything like that. We explore options with them. We help them come up with ideas and which empowers.
Pratt says that there's no discrimination when it comes to the people that the Brothers Keepers members counsel. They assist anyone and everyone.
And we don't ask people what they're in for, because that doesn't make a difference to us, okay? I could be talking to a sex offender and not even know it, because it doesn't matter. Our main concern is what are you going through? What do you need? Somebody may have had a family member who passed away, or get a denial at the parole board.
I asked Pratt what it takes to become a member of Brothers Keepers.
Making the commitment to be in the group every week, maintaining confidentiality. After the training, then you have a 2-year commitment for practicing Brothers Keepers on the yard.
Pratt explains how they spot the inmates who need their help the most.
There are people who threaten to commit suicide, who do show signs and symptoms of being depressed and possible suicidality. And it's those individuals that we can look at and see and talk to and help them to see that there are people out there who care for them, that there are reasons to live, that there's nothing so terrible that we have to take our own life for.
I'm Lewis A. Scott with the San Quentin Prison Report.